Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And we've put up photographs of John Eldred on Joe, the Liveline Twitter at RTE Liveline, and my own Twitter at Joe Liveline if you want to see and spread the word about those two wonderful, wonderful people. Where's Blanche? Blanche Fox, Blanche, you contacted us. What's it about this time of year, people buying gift vouchers? What's happened?
That's exactly what it's about, Joe. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I suppose to fill you in a bit on the backstory, my mum, who is in her early 70s, bought me a gift voucher for a balloon flight from Irish Balloon Flight. She bought it in 2015. I was 50 in May 2016, so I kind of held off to use it until then. I thought it'd be a nice treat for my 50th. Since then, I've tried to book the flight, or I have booked the flight 12 separate occasions.
12 separate occasions?
12 separate occasions. I actually booked it 13, but I cancelled one, to be fair.
Okay.
But on 12 separate occasions, the balloon flight has been cancelled because of bad weather.
All of them? 12? A dozen cancelled?
A dozen. A whole dozen. Baker's dozen including the one I did, but yep, a perfect dozen other than that, Joe.
And because of the weather?
Yes, because of inclement weather, yeah.
And how much did the voucher cost?
The voucher cost her €195.
Okay, that's a fair amount of money.
It's a fair whack of money. Okay. She'll kill me, I won't give you her age. I won't give her age away, but for a lady in her early 70s, that is a fair whack of money.
Well, have you tried to get your money back?
Well, I tried, I think, a year or two into it to get my money back, just a quick phone call, and I was told there was no refund. So I carried on trying to book the flights, which was fine. I emailed Malcolm at Irish Balloon Flights a year ago, the end of 2018, and just said to him, listen, you know, it's been 3 years, nothing's happened, I'm still not on a balloon, any chance for a refund? And he said, nope, we don't give any refunds just because of the weather, you know, we live in Ireland. So I swallowed that a little bit. So I thought I'd try again this year. So I booked a further 3 times this year. Now, they only go in the summer. So when I say a year, I think March, April through to about September time, October time. So I tried 3 times again this year and still haven't been up in a balloon.
And at what stage are the flights cancelled?
They're normally cancelled. You have to ring a weather line. I think the weather line, there's a recorded message on the weather line from midday the day before. Now, you would book a flight, say, for 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. So just say I could book it for tomorrow morning. I don't find out until midday today that that's been cancelled because of the weather. So it's quite close to the time. The first 3 times I tried to be clever, I was probably stupid in the end, I booked hotels as well because the flight takeoff areas were Trim, Athlone, I think, and Kilkenny. So I don't live particularly close to any of those. So I was booking a hotel. I was going to make a whole little weekend. So obviously, if you're trying to book a hotel and then cancel that past midday the day before, then you lose your money as well. So
you lost your hotel as well?
Yeah, the first 3 times. Then I stopped booking hotels and I said, stuff it, I'll get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I'll drive to wherever I need to be. So, yeah, the first 3 times I lost the hotel money too.
Oh, God. And Malcolm White, who you mentioned there, is chief pilot with Irish Balloon Flights. Malcolm, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joe.
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Okay, what do you think of Blanche's story?
I understand the frustration. I'm sort of familiar with this this particular passenger. Unfortunately, I'm not in the office. I don't have access to databases in front of me, but... I'll give you a bit of background because, I mean, obviously...
Is it unusual for 12 flights to be cancelled?
Yes, extremely unusual. I mean, I know we did actually run through a process of actually looking to see what is the actual cancellation rate of balloon flights because obviously it was of interest to us as well. And it actually works out at 2.2 is the number of times typically that people would be typically cancelled before they get their balloon flight. So I don't know whether, from memory, I thought it was 9 flights that Blanche had cancelled. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I mean, certainly it's still over our average amount of balloon flights. Now, let me just explain exactly how the situation works in terms of the flights. we're actually governed. We actually have what's called an air operator certificate, which is the same as Ryanair, Aer Lingus, United Airlines, whoever. So we are very, very tightly regulated by both the Irish Aviation Authority here and the CAA. So there is weather minima that we do have to very strictly adhere to. So, and it is actually my call as to whether a flight goes ahead or whether it cancelled. So if the flight is going to be cancelled, then we do need to get the very latest weather information from the guys down at Met Aaron in the aviation section as to whether or not the conditions are suitable. So if we're doing a flight in an evening, that information is updated at 12 noon on the day of the flight. If you're booked onto a morning flight, then we can't get an update for the weather until the very night before. Now, we do state that when we send the reservation confirmations out to people, that if they're either traveling a long distance or if they're planning on doing a hotel stay, to call us a day or two before the flight, and we'll give them the best heads up we can in terms of whether the probability is high that the flight's going to go ahead, or whether we, some cases, we'll know that it's definitely not going to go ahead. So we do ask people to do that, because we don't want people traveling unnecessarily to come here to the Boyne Valley to do a balloon flight if the conditions obviously aren't going to be suitable.
And what type of weather do you need for a balloon flight?
Well, the conditions have to be quite stable, as you can understand. I mean, a hot air balloon is lighter than air. So it will be moved around by whatever conditions are at the time. So we do need calm, stable conditions. And this is the same worldwide, is that balloon flights only ever take place in that first couple of hours of daylight or an hour or two before sunset. That's when the you get the cooling effect of overnight. You get the cooling effect as things cool down in the evenings. So on average, we do about 100 flights a year. And then we fly for between April and September. We don't fly during the winter months because we're pretty certain that the conditions aren't going to be suitable either. Like yesterday, we had that very strong winds. Today would have been a beautiful day to go out and fly, but the problem is with all the rain we've had, at the moment, the farmers can't even get into their fields with tractors. So we're not going to try and get our six-ton vehicle in and start digging their fields up for them. So, you know, we don't fly during the winter months for that reason.
And how long is your voucher? I just wonder, should you be setting vouchers? So how long is your voucher valid?
Well, the vouchers were valid up to 2 years, but obviously you're aware that the legislation changed this week.
We had some part in campaigning to the callers.
And that's, you know, any vouchers that we've sold since that legislation changed on Tuesday are now valid for 5 years. The one thing I will also add there, Joe, is that if people are cancelled because of the weather during the flights, their vouchers don't expire. So if someone has been trying vigorously during the two-year validity period that we previously had, and their flights were cancelled because of the weather, we automatically extend them free of charge. There is no cost to do that.
Yeah, just to clarify, hi, Malcolm.
Hi.
The flights, I know that you have to book 3 flights within a year for the voucher to be carried over.
Mm-hmm.
When you initially looked at my bookings, you only went back as far as 2017, and then you came back to me and said, that's right, you'd missed 2016. And I did forward on all the emails to Joe that had passed between us.
Okay.
And actually, that's not even the issue that I contacted Joe about. The main issue that I contacted him about was this, that after some to and fro in between you and I, you agreed in the end to refund my voucher to my mum.
Mm-hmm.
She got a refund. Having paid out €195, she got a refund about 2 weeks ago of €136.50. When she went back on email to whoever it was she'd been dealing with and just explained the fact that she thought that there was a mistake made, obviously, she'd paid €195. She was told that she was being charged €58.50 in admin fee. Same as your terms and conditions that state that you take 30%, a third of the money off of anyone who books a voucher. And in this instance, for someone who, as I emailed you at the end of all about you and Frone and said that I was quite sad that I'd missed it because I really did want to do the flight.
Sure.
But to add insult to injury then, you're only giving my mum back two-thirds of the money over an issue that has nothing to do with us.
Okay, well, I can't really comment on that, but all I can do is look into that and see what the situation
is. Well, do you have an administration charge? You are the chief.
I'm the chief pilot. As far as I know, yes, there is a cancellation fee.
Yes, it's on your website. 30%.
It's on the terms and conditions. Yeah, I believe there is.
30%. Considering your lowest price for a morning midweek flight of €150, even at your lowest price ticket, that's €50 you're taking from people just to type some numbers into a credit card machine to give a refund.
Yeah.
Like 30%.
Malcolm, how many people can a balloon hold in one trip?
We can carry up 16 people plus 16. The pilot. So
how many vouchers do you sell per year?
Oh, crikey.
A lot. There's a big push at the moment for them. I've seen you all over Facebook selling them.
Well, is it in the thousands?
No, it's less than that.
Is it?
I don't know the exact number. It's under 1,000, but that's we would typically fly the number of vouchers that we would sell each year. But obviously, when there are cancellations, we do get a small backlog, and then we end up flying those with the backlog first.
So you say somebody with between 9 and 12.
Sorry, Joe. Can I just pop in there?
Blanche.
I don't know how you can say that you fly the backlog first, Malcolm, because when all I get is a little email to say, I'm very sorry your flight was cancelled, please pop on and rebook. And
yep.
It doesn't matter if there's no spaces for 2 more months. That no one comes on to me and says, oh, well, fair play, Blanche, you're in a backlog, let's get you on first.
Okay, well, I don't know how that process
works. Well, I know, because I've done it for 4 years. I know exactly how your booking system works at this stage.
Sure. All I know is that.
And do you accept walk-on, so to speak, or climb-ons, or whatever you're going to do?
No, we don't. No, because people will always book in advance.
No, but they I'm saying, is it only vouchers that you use?
Well, it's flight tickets. I mean, people buy the tickets for the flights. Yeah.
Okay. But do you ever, if you can do a flight, say for you reckon tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And you've no bookings. Would you email your gift voucher people and say, listen, there is anyone want to use their gift voucher? There's a flight going tomorrow.
Well, because typically when we've got flights scheduled, they're always fully booked. We book them up. We fill the spaces up. We try not to fly.
Well, another way of asking the question, Malcolm. When your flight is booked up, do you mean it's booked up through gift vouchers or it's booked up by a number of methods, including people booking over the phone and paying by credit card?
No, people can only book onto Bloom flights if they've got an existing voucher. So everybody has exactly the same.
So you don't. So,
to
so nobody. If there's a flight tomorrow morning, I can't buy it.
Unless there's a space on that flight, no.
No. You're saying I can't go on it unless I have a gift voucher.
Correct.
So the only way you do business is through gift vouchers.
Well, it's through flight tickets, which are effectively a gift voucher.
Yeah, but the only way
the
only way you do business is through gift vouchers.
Through vouchers stroke tickets, yes.
Well, yes, they're the same thing.
Well,
you don't give a
they're not tickets them, because ticket would have a ticket. You mentioned airlines earlier, and a ticket would have a due date and a time on an airline. You can't guarantee that because of the nature of the craft.
No,
okay.
But just to be clear,
the only way you do business is through gift vouchers. The only way you get money into your business is through gift vouchers.
Through flight tickets, yeah. People will buy specific flight tickets depending on when they want to fly because we have a different number of layers. The other issue is, as well, is we do have a fully refundable ticket, which we give people the option to choose when they actually book onto a flight as well. But
which is the VIP Platinum one, which is a ridiculous
price.
Yes, exactly.
Well, what's the Platinum one? Sorry, Blanche.
I have it here in front of me, Joe. The Platinum price is Freedom Platinum for one person is €240.
What does that mean? What does that give me?
That still gives you one flight, but it'll allow you to cancel it if you want to cancel it.
So you have to pay extra?
Yeah.
If you don't want to...
Exactly.
That's bizarre, isn't it? You have to pay... You're buying a 200 quid gift voucher, which is the only way, as far as I can understand from Malcolm, and he is very clear, it's the only way you can actually buy a flight. Or a prospective flight, you buy a 200 quid gift voucher, which you should, it's 200 quid cash or whatever, credit card that you're paying over.
He's had my mum's money for 4 years.
And then if you want to buy a voucher where you can cancel the same flight, you have to pay an extra 40 quid.
An extra 45 quid,
So you can get all your money back.
Yeah, or they just take 50 quid on a 150 quid ticket.
Okay, Maureen McShane in Wicklow, 51551. Maureen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Malcolm says the average, the cancellations again, you say 12
2.3
times.
2.3 he put on my email.
2.3 on average.
Oh, 2.3, yeah.
Okay, well, Blanche is 12. Maureen, have you got a... Well, it's the only thing you can have to engage with Irish balloon flights. How old is your voucher?
Mine is 2 years old. I got it for my 70th birthday 2 years ago. I am now 72, still waiting. I've so far, this year, I booked it 5 times.
Wow.
Last year, much the same. In between, I've had a knee operation, an eye operation, you know, holidays, so you can't book it every time you miss it.
But many times have you booked it and it has been cancelled?
9.
But John, Malcolm says 12 is unusual, 9 is unusual.
No.
2 is the average.
I have all the definite dates there for this year. Because I've marked them on my calendar because my sister books it for me and then I write it on my calendar. I can't find last year's calendar. But for this year, there was April, May, July, September. Mm-hmm. Now, I had October, but I'm trying to figure out had I made a mistake with that one.
And did they ring? Your phone to cancel, are you? Or you ring them? Or how do you...
My sister goes online and books it. You go online to book it. You never speak and very rarely speak to a person.
Okay, well, you're speaking to Malcolm now.
Yes, but also, what's the other point I wanted to make there?
So you're clear, when you want to book a balloon flight, you have to give a voucher number, isn't that correct?
That's right, I have the numbers.
That's
here.
The only way you can.
Two vouchers because
but
my...
Malcolm, is it unusual for a business to be totally funded through vouchers, through gift vouchers?
I've no idea. I can only obviously speak for our company and other balloon companies that operate throughout Europe. Most of them, as far as I'm aware, or all of them, as far as I'm aware, would operate on a voucher system where you buy a voucher for a particular activity. And it's probably the same with other activities.
Yeah, but as you say yourself, it's a highly variable and unreliable in terms of the weather.
Joe, can I interrupt there?
Yes, Maureen.
I just want to say it's the most frustrating present I have ever got. I'm built up for it every time and then bang, it's not happening. I mean, how exciting is that?
Well, do you want your money back?
Well, I'd still love to have my flight if I could. There's no one there to advise you when the weather might be better or, you know, because you're just, you see, you know when your thing is cancelled? Mm-hmm. You go online the next day, the whole of the next month is already booked up. You know, this is the way it goes, you know? And you have to wait, sort of. Sometimes you might have, you might get in the next month or it might be 2 months, you know? And then you're sort of built up, ready to go. And my children bought this for my birthday and they also bought one for my sister so I would have company going.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well,
we tried Kilkenny. We mostly tried Trim. We have tried AM morning, you know, 6 a.m., 5:45 a.m., evening, and we even tried one midday, and still no success.
John Fenlon. John, good afternoon, 51551. How many times have you had your flight cancelled, John, to hot air balloon flight?
I am absolutely sure of 3. Now, I'm going back 10 years.
Oh, my God.
I can't... be adamant about any others.
And where's your voucher now?
It could be filed in the big red filing cabinet outside the back door.
Well, it's still valid. Did you ever get any use out of it?
No. I got a lot of hotel expense out of it, I can tell you.
How?
Well, you see, I'm living in County Cork.
Okay.
And the nearest flights to me were Adair and Kilkenny.
Okay.
And I went twice... that I'm sure of, to Kildare, to Adair.
Okay.
And I went once to Kilkenny. Now, having been disappointed in Kilkenny, we stayed overnight and I engaged the people in the hotel there in conversation to find out something about this. And nobody could tell me when the last time was that, if ever, they had seen a flight out of that hotel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was the flight due to leave from the grounds, so to speak? Or nearby or whatever?
The whole grounds of the hotel.
Yeah, never happened.
Never happened.
According to...
And listen, subsequent to that, I had reason to be in Adair Manor.
Okay.
And I was talking to the security man, and I asked him about flights from a damn manor.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he knew nothing about it in his time. And you can't, the only way you can book is online, as one of those ladies said.
A gift voucher, the only way you can...
You get a gift voucher.
I know that, but the only way you can buy their flights is...
You can confirm your flight is online. And then you get a number to ring...
For the weather.
The night before, about the weather. And I went to the trouble, I got onto the Met Office and got the... chart for the forecast. I'm a yacht master, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah. And one of the things you have to be able to do is make your own weather forecast.
Absolutely.
So you get the information from the Met Office.
Okay.
And unless they require some very, very benign weather conditions, on two of the occasions that I'm adamant about, I didn't see any reason why they couldn't fly. But you see, the thing about this is, I have all this on computer, on a laptop. The laptop is redundant. It's upstairs in the box room somewhere.
It's so old.
Yeah, I could go and dig it out. It's running XP.
Okay, yeah.
I could dig it out and get out all this information, I think.
But is that voucher dead, Malcolm?
I can't speak about a particular case because I don't have the system here in front of me to even tell.
It's 9 or 10 years ago, even though you still have the cash.
Well, if the person, I can't comment because I don't know the particular voucher number of the person for me to go in and check. But the points I will make, though, is that obviously we do need very specific weather conditions. Completely different to sailing or any other general, even other aviation disciplines, because we are so concerned, impacted by the weather conditions and the stability of the weather on any given day. But certainly in terms of Adair Manor, the comments, I know that John says that he's spoken to staff there. I mean, we typically, when we were flying in Adair, and we were only flying there for 2 years, when JP bought the hotel, we ceased operating there because they actually stopped using any third-party activities on the grounds.
This but precedes JP by a long way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when we stopped flying there when that occurred. So, the comments you're making about staff not knowing when we last flown there, I mean, I can reel off a list of all the dates, obviously, when we did fly there. And, we're talking here to three people that I know, quite rightfully are aggrieved and frustrated about the fact they haven't got their balloon flights. But, you can look on our TripAdvisor.
Well, Malcolm, I can tell you now, something is landing here in Montrose, and it's a lot of calls about cancelled balloon flights.
There's more than three people complaining.
Malcolm, how many flights were run this year successfully, got off the ground?
2019 was a bad summer. We probably did about 70 flights versus our normal 100.
70?
And we extended our season into October this year for the first time ever to try accommodate for some of the, and we didn't actually get to fly in those weeks either.
No.
So a maximum of around, 1,100 people got off the ground with you this year?
No, it would be less than that. It would probably be nearer about 600, 700.
Oh, only 600 got off.
Yeah. What's the minimum number you fly with?
We fly with 16 people.
What's the minimum number you'll fly with?
16.
16. So every time you leave the ground, you're an all-up weight of around 25 tonnes.
I'm not sure where you're getting 25 tonnes from. The average weight of each
person
is 80 kilograms.
12 and a half stone, plus you, plus your gear.
2,000 kilos.
For which?
For the all-up weight.
The all-up weight of 2,000 kilos?
Correct. I'm not sure where we're heading with this, but 2,000 kilos is the all-up weight.
That's 2 metric tons.
Yes, correct.
And you have 16 people in that.
Correct.
Okay, stay there for a second. 51551 back after this.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And we're talking about Irish balloon flights and contacted now by a significant number of people who get gift vouchers. Now, it's the only way you can buy a flight is by somebody, you or somebody, buying a gift voucher which has terms and conditions, and that people are giving out it a number of times it's been cancelled, and also the fact that there's a seems to be a significant administration fee if you look for your money back. And up to the new legislation last Tuesday, there was a 2-year expiry on it, even though it's so weather dependent. Cormac Farrell. Cormac, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Hot air balloon. How many times has your gift voucher not been used in terms of bookings?
I'm now, Joe, in 2020, I'm going into the third year.
And how many times have you booked?
I think we've tried to book, or sorry, we booked on, I think we've booked on 4 occasions in both years, 4 and 2 2018, 4 and 2 2019. And similar to your previous callers, Joe, cancelled because of weather. My latest one, as Malcolm says there, he did extend the season in 2019 to October. And on one beautiful October, as you know, October wasn't too bad this year. On one beautiful October afternoon, we were booked to fly, checked the weather, and wasn't too bad. And the weather watch then came on to say it was off, which obviously frustrated myself and my wife once again. And more to the point, my wife phoned me in my office in Dublin to say, a balloon has just flown over the house, in which case I was irate. I contacted Malcolm, and he said that was a private balloonist. And I said, well, surely if the conditions were good for a private balloonist, the conditions were good for your business. Mm-hmm. And he disagreed. So, Joe, I have to say, like the previous lady, it's the most frustrating gift I have ever got, but there's no way I'm going to let this go until I'm up in the air at some stage.
Okay, you might be under the ground before you're up in the air, Cormac, by the sound of it. Pardon this. I know you're a young man. Why don't you just look for your money back?
Because I'll be honest, I actually live in Trim. I live quite close.
So you want to get up, okay?
And I want to get up and see our
people. But the only way you can book one of these flights is by getting a gift voucher. And if they cancel, and if they cancel 6 times, 9 times, 12 times, unfortunately, it's you that suffers in terms of the money.
That's correct, Joe. I'll be honest. I would like to question Malcolm in terms of what percentage of his vouchers are never used. Well, and I would say it's
best
quite
of luck getting an answer to that, because
gentleman that has over 10 years, I wish him well.
Go ahead, Malcolm. Do you want to answer that question?
I don't have the answer to that one in front of me because I'm not in the office, as I said. But in terms of the weather,
Jer is on the line.
You're not giving me the opportunity to speak.
Yeah, well, you keep saying you don't know the answer to all the questions.
I was going to make a point on Cormac's comments about another balloon being flying on the day when we didn't. We decided not to fly. But if you carry on.
Jer, good afternoon, Jer.
Good afternoon.
When did you get the Irish balloon flights voucher?
I got one for my 40th birthday, which was 14 years ago, and I have failed to get on any flights. Mm-hmm. Always weather related.
What age are you now, John? Jerry, what age are you now, Jerry?
I'm 54, heading for 55.
You've tried for 14 years?
I have given up trying for the last 6 years, to be quite honest with you.
And how many years were you trying for?
I tried for about 5 or 6 years.
And what was happening?
You just get a cancellation. We got through one time, everything going okay. We went to the hotel down here in Cork and approached the hotel, and they said they had never heard of Irish balloon flights in the story.
The hotel where it was supposed to be leaving from?
Yes.
Said they'd never heard of them?
No.
I'm sorry, Joe, I'm not prepared to accept that. That's complete nonsense. If it's one of our partner hotels, I'm not sure who Jair would have been speaking to, but for someone to say that they'd never heard of us from one of our partner hotels. Can I ask which hotel this was, Jair?
It was Longville House.
Longville House, we've never flown from Longville House. We flew from Glanworth Mill in Fermoy in County Cork, so I'm not sure where Longville House is coming from.
Well, I presume Jair won't be getting his money back because it's 14 years since it was bought.
All I know is, no balloon flies from Longville House, anyway.
No, I'd agree with you. You're correct. We've never flown and never purported to fly from Longville House in Mallow. We've only ever flown from Glanworth Mill in Fermoy.
Yes, but
and that was many years ago.
Yes, I was told Longville House in the story. I'm not.
Malcolm, why don't you, like, why is it the customer that suffers if you cancel?
Well, the customer doesn't suffer because what I've said to you before is that if a flight is cancelled due to the weather, then the passenger can book themselves straight back onto a flight to suit them based on the flights that are available on our website.
But they're all flights. They're all prospective flights. They're not flights. You don't guarantee one single flight, do you?
I can't.
No, okay. Stella, good afternoon, Stella. How many times have you had your gift voucher cancelled when you try to book a flight with Irish balloon flights? Stella in Leitrim. Come in, Stella. Are you up in the air? Okay, we'll get back to Stella through this break.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Malcolm, Stella, her line is gone, but she had her flight cancelled 18 times.
18 times? Yeah. Okay. All I can suggest is if and likewise with Jair, Cormac and the rest, if they call our office.
Why? Are you selling vouchers for this Christmas?
We are selling vouchers, selling flight vouchers, tickets,
why,
yes.
Well, why don't you, do you know how many people, how many vouchers, how many unused vouchers are out there?
I don't know the answer to that here.
But surely you should wait until you use everyone who's bought, given you money, gets what they paid for. And then you can sell more vouchers for whenever. Do you follow me? You don't even know how many people are out there with vouchers trying to get flights.
I don't have that information in front of me. If I was sat in my office with the computer there, I could tell you tell you numbers specifically, but I don't have that figure here.
It sounds to me that it's significant, Malcolm, given that the only way I can purchase a trip, or a prospective trip, nothing is guaranteed. The only way I can purchase a prospective trip is by buying a gift voucher, which in turn has terms and conditions, including up to last week, a two-year window, even though you admit, which was a disgraceful way of doing business, if you ask me. But anyway, it's now changed, thanks to the government eventually getting up off their butt and doing something about this.
Oh, I agree. I think it's definitely an improvement, and they've extended them for five years.
Yeah, Mary, it should be in perpetuity. It shouldn't be. Your money doesn't. The money I give you, Malcolm, is not going. You don't. It doesn't go down the toilet.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Miriam Fitzmaurice. Miriam, that's why you should allow people, if there's more than two flights cancelled, to the option of getting all their money back. Miriam Fitzmaurice. Miriam, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
How long are you married?
42 long, long years.
Abbott
Crambo.
And you got a gift voucher for Irish Balloon Flight, so it's the only way you can buy them, for your 25th wedding anniversary.
Yeah, we did.
Do the math. That tells me it's 17 years ago, approximately.
17 years ago, yeah. We got it from my sisters.
And how many times have you been up in the hot air balloon?
I never got up, ever. Ever. A, because of the weather and cancellations. And then one time I rang up and they said I had to add extra to renew it because it was so old. And I did that. And then the weather again. And probably the weather again. And then I gave up.
Okay. You're 42 years married and you got this voucher on your 25th wedding anniversary.
I know.
Stay there, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Just out of time. Malcolm, would you be able to... I know you're not in the office, so apologies for what the calls kept coming in. Malcolm, could you be in your office tomorrow?
I will be, yes.
And could you answer the questions that we asked today? The number of outstanding vouchers, the number of people who got up in the air, the value of the outstanding vouchers. What's the number of...
I'm actually in hospital tomorrow, Joe, sorry. I had a knee replacement last week, so I've got my follow-up appointment tomorrow.
Is it at 2 o'clock? Well, my knee's serious. Sorry, you shouldn't even ask that. Sorry, no, if you're in hospital... No, seriously, Malcolm.
No, I'm in hospital tomorrow. I'm not
okay,
there.
Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I hope you make a full recovery. Okay,
sure,
okay, Malcolm White of Irish Balloon Flights, thanks indeed, and to all our callers. 51551. And Joe at RT continues non-stop, 24/7, 365.